Airbnb unveiling a new anti-party technology. It's intended to cut down on short-term rentals being used for house parties before those parties start. KCBS reporter David Welch explains.
Airbnb has had a no-party policy in place since early 2020. It's a result of being host to several high-profile house parties turned violent, including one in Orinda that resulted in five people dead. Penalties for violating the policy range from account suspension to full removal from the site. Last year, Airbnb suspended over 6,000 guests for violating the party ban. Now they're taking measures a step further. Ben Bright is with Airbnb.
It's important to back up policies with systems that actually enforce those policies, and that's really what this is all about.
The new technology looks for clues indicating the possibility of a house party in the making. When it collects enough of those clues, the technology stops the user from being able to reserve the home. Users aren't locked out of the platform, and they have the opportunity to appeal the decision.
This is a system that we've been testing for a while in Australia, which has kind of some similar dynamics in terms of unauthorized parties, and it's worked extremely well, 35% drop in party reports in Australia where this has been piloting.
David Welch, KCBS.